Praise the Lord. Greetings to you all in the Master's name for Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing once again for me to be before all of you and to stand with God's word. As Pastor said, it's been almost 3 months since I've been here at this church. And this church, it's been a blessing. I hope that the blessing is mutual, that, so that you are also being blessed by me. But above all, it's more than anything else. I believe we are all blessed by God. Amen. We are just grateful for this beautiful morning that you've given us. Let's just thank God. Ever since, I believe that even when we came into this church, God had a plan and ordained everything together. As I've talked to Pastor Uncle and to the board and to the youth, it is very clear to me that God orchestrates everything even before we plan anything. Just a little bit of a testimony before I start. I wasn't planning to share this, but just wanted to share just because when Pastor Uncle was talking about that. Last year, when I was, me and Betty, we were fasting for 40 days. And when we fasted during that time, about, I think, 23 or 24 days, we did complete fasting. And when we were fasting during that time, the Spirit of God spoke to both of us and told us that in 9 months, God will open the door for ministry. 9 months. So if you look at, for me, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, 9 months, okay? And in about October, a church within GTA reached out to me and asked me if they would be interested in looking for a youth pastor. So for me, when I heard that, I was like, okay, this is the door. This is all stepping open. This is God's way of working through things. And by the month of January, I came to know that that door had closed and it was no longer. And when we prayed about it, we felt like God is the one who closed the door. So I was saying, there's only one more month. We are in the month of January. We have month of February. God, how will you make this happen? And we started in the month of February and there was nothing in the horizon. There was no scope. And I said, God, you're faithful, but I trust you, how you will do things. You gave me this word. You gave me this promise. I will hold on to it. Out of nowhere, Sajid Pastor called me in the middle of February. And very soon, within 2 weeks, everything got organized really, really, really quick. And before the end of February, already I was, interviewed, and the board of elders met with me, and I got to meet with a couple of people. All of this I'm just sharing in the process, because when God gives us a promise, he brings it about beautifully even before we can orchestrate it, even before I can orchestrate it, or Sajid Pastor can orchestrate, or the board of elders can, or before KPC, nothing. It is completely the hand of God. I believe that God, when he opens a door, no man can shut it. And if God shuts a door, no one can open it. So when we are praying and we're spending time together this morning, if God has given you a promise, hold on to it. Sometimes it might seem that the expected door you're hoping to open will shut. But then God opens the unexpected door for his glory. So this morning, I believe God is going to open doors for certain people. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Certain things that you thought were closed and never going to open. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, for your resurrection power to move into the hearts of the people who are feeling tired and drained upon waiting for your promise. Father, just like for Abraham was holding to a promise that he thought was dead. Sarah's womb was dead. Abraham's womb, seeds were dead. But Lord, you brought life at the right time. God, I pray that, Lord, what seems impossible for us, Father, will be made possible for you, and that you will receive the maximum glory. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful church. Thank you for bringing me here. It is not coincidence. It is nothing other than the Spirit of God that has brought us together. For whatever season that we are together, Lord, I pray that our journey and our life will be marked by the Spirit of God, not by anything else, but marked by the Spirit of God, so that we can grow together running towards you. Let your Spirit speak to us this morning. Be with me as I speak from the Word of God. Be with your people as they hear the Word of God. I pray that, Lord, all of us will be transformed into your likeness, more into your likeness than we were when we started this meeting. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is so encouraging for me to hear that God is the one who opens doors for us. So I did not plan to say that, but since Pastor Uncle shared that, I felt the Spirit of God prompting me again. The thing that I wanted to share today is very much related to what Saji Pastor already shared from the Psalms. We were looking at, going into Genesis and looking at Moses' prayer in the Psalms, and we were going back and forth. And the verse that he took was a verse that I think Exodus chapter 32 was 32 and 33. That verse really struck me. He already read it, but I just wanted, so it was related to what I wanted to share. Exodus chapter 32, verses 32 and 33. You already read it today. Porapad Bustan, 32nd Adhyayam, 32nd, 33rd Vakyam. It says, but now if you will forgive their sins, and if not, please blot me out from your book which you have written. The Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book. So this book is the book of life. Jeevinte Pustakam, it's the book of life. And we all know this, right? Like, we understand it. But I'm coming back into Romans chapter 5. That's my main focus. I want to look at Romans chapter 5. And we will look at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. Roma Erdiya Leganam, Anjam Adhyayam, Adinde Onnu Mudal, Anjam Vakyam Vera Nanku Vaikyam. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. We're going through the book of Romans. We're going through it as a series. And so we're going to look at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So these last few weeks, we've been looking on this topic of salvation. About a few weeks ago, I talked about Martin Luther, and I talked about justification by faith. Last week, we looked at grace, and the last few weeks, we were looking at grace. What does grace really mean? But when I spoke on Martin Luther and justification by faith, I mentioned that salvation is a three-pronged process. Raksha nu parnja moon tattil ulla oru process aanu raksha. Salvation is not just a one-time thing. It's a three-step process. Ilathil aadyam, by faith, vishwasatal, by justification by faith, neethikaranam, or I don't know if that's the correct word in Malayalam, but you're being justified by faith. And the second one is what? Sanctification. Sanctification means the Holy Spirit in us is working in us and sanctifying us, producing good works in us. Last week, we looked at faith. And you looked at Paul. Paul says in Romans chapter 4, we are justified by faith alone. Okay? Romans chapter 3 and Romans chapter 4. When we go into the book of James, James says faith without works is dead. Vishwasam matram pora. Adinte koode there is works that come along. E works cheynadara. Who is the one who brings the works along? Not us. The Holy Spirit in us is producing the good works. This is important to understand, because when we get saved, before we were slaves to sin, but now we are slaves of righteousness. Before we were in darkness and we were under the control of the enemy. Now we are slaves of righteousness and under the control of the Holy Spirit. Before we could not help ourselves, we could only sin. Now we can't help ourselves. We are under impulse or under we are in control of the Holy Spirit to work works of righteousness. So these two things, this one before where we were not saved by our works because our works was like filthy garments, now the Holy Spirit is producing good works in us. And that is called sanctification. It's the process where you start producing the fruit of the Holy Spirit inside of you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humbleness, self-control. All of these nine things are not multiple fruits of the Holy Spirit. They are one fruit of the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes we think of them as love is one fruit, joy is one fruit, peace is one fruit. But no, they're all nine things that make up one fruit. If you read that verse, the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruits of the Spirit. It is singular, not plural. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humbleness, self-control. These nine characters are part and parcel of one fruit of the Spirit. And God expects this fruit to be produced in his children. But it is not us who produces the fruit. It is us being connected to Jesus. When the wine who is Jesus, when we are connected to him, we cannot help but produce good fruit. That is sanctification. So we looked at justification, in which before we were sinners, now we are 100% righteous before God. What is sanctification? That process of righteousness is being maintained by the good works that is produced in us by the Holy Spirit. Faith with works. What is justification? Faith. What is works? Sanctification. Is this all? There's a third part to salvation. There is a third part to the salvation. The third part is the most important part. It is glorification. This part is the part where we will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And that's the hope of every believer. ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ ഉള്ള ആശ. ആശ എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞാൽ എന്തുവാ? വാട്ട് ഇസ് ഹോപ്പ്? ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് സംതിങ് ഡു യു ഹോപ്പ് ഫോർ ഇറ്റ്? നിങ്ങൾ നിങ്ങളുടെ കയ്യിൽ ഒരു സംഭവം കിട്ടിയാൽ അതിന് വേണ്ടി നിങ്ങൾക്ക് ആശയുണ്ടോ? ഇഫ് യു റിസീവ് സംതിങ് വിൽ യു ഹോപ്പ് ഫോർ ഇറ്റ്? നോ, യു ഓൾറെഡി ഹാവ് ഇറ്റ്. ഹോപ്പ് ഇസ് ഫോർ സംതിങ് ദാറ്റ് യു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് യെറ്റ് റിസീവ്ഡ്. When I was a child, it was, I think, my 8th or 9th birthday. I don't remember when. It was the time when Disney cartoons released 101 Dalmatians. Okay, it is, if you guys remember that cartoon, you know, with this, all these dogs with black and white spots. It's a Disney cartoon. And my parents were a little bit strict at home. We wouldn't watch all these different cartoons like and things like that. I grew up on things like Superbook and Christian cartoons and things like that. That's the kind of cartoons I grew up on. So I went to the store and all my friends in school, they were like talking about, oh, Dalmatians and 101 Dalmatians, how funny of a cartoon it is. And I don't know what is Dalmatians. I don't know the story, but I knew that if I could get a book, they will buy it for me because I like reading books. And you can get the book version. So it's not a movie, it's a book. So I said, you know what, I'll get the book. So as we were going in the store one time, I saw that they, through the book section, I saw that they had 101 Dalmatians, the original Walt Disney's book and the story. And I was like, Mommy, I want this book. Mom said, Money, I will buy it for your birthday. So it was not my birthday. It's, I'll buy a better book for your birthday. So I was like, better than 101 Dalmatians? I am so excited. I cannot imagine a book that is better than 101 Dalmatians. So I go home and I'm waiting for my birthday. I'm so hopeful because I'm waiting with expectation for this book to come. My birthday comes around. My mother gives me a book. The book is 365 stories of the Bible with pictures and illustrations. I still have that book with me here today. I still have it upstairs in my library. It's a book that I've read through multiple times. I enjoy that book. But I just want to say that I was looking forward with so much expectation and hope to receive that gift as a child. If I received the gift before, will I be hopeful for that gift in the future? No. Hope is something that you are longing for because you don't have it. Asha ennu parna enduvana namukku illatha saadhanathe kittuvan ulla oru betthapaadu ullil varumbolana. When we have a huge desire and a hunger and a longing for something, then our asha for that will increase. Hope. So when we read the scripture and Paul says, have hope, that means we don't have it yet. Do you get me so far? If Paul says, have hope, that means we don't have that thing yet, but we are longing with expectation for it. What does Paul say? Christ in me is the hope of glory. Christ in me is the hope of glory. So this third part of salvation is the glorification part of it. If we don't have this part of glory, then this whole point of justification and sanctification becomes useless. The whole point of salvation is so that we will receive glorified bodies. Amen. Hallelujah. That is our greatest desire. That is our greatest hope. I look now, and Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, now we see and know in part, but then we shall know in full. Right now we are trapped in this physical body. This physical body is trapped us. When we read Romans chapter 7, Paul will cry out saying, who will set me free from this body of sin and death? Because he realizes that this body has trapped him. But there is a day that he is looking forward expectantly with hope in his eyes that he can shed this body of sin and he can look with glorified bodies where we can see Jesus and our God, our Father with our eyes. Hallelujah. If we see God the Father right now, we will be consumed because our bodies cannot stand his holiness. Moses is the person who was the closest to seeing God the Father. But even then, he did not see God the Father. Jesus says, no one has seen the Father except for me. Not even the angels. Not even the four beings that are surrounded by the angels and are praising God, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, has seen God the Father. They cover their faces with wings because they cannot stand his holiness. But we who are called by God and will receive glorified bodies will get to see him face to face. Something that the angels in his presence cannot experience, we will experience because we will receive glorified bodies. That should be our greatest asha or hope. I cannot wait. Guys, I cannot wait. My body is longing to see God, my Father. But let's go into scripture because I want to dig this even more. Okay. So let us read Romans chapter 5, verse 1. We have read this before. Therefore, having been justified by faith. Again, this is Paul. Paul does this in Romans repeatedly. He will give a long sermon. And then before the next part, he will give a small, short summary of what he said before, and then he will go again into another sermon. Then he will start with another question. So that's his usual pattern of doing things. So when I do this series also, sometimes I do a recap of the previous sermon. In the same thing, Paul knows that people can only digest his letter in portions. So to not lose sight of what he's talked about so far, he gives a small synopsis, a small summary. So he's doing the same thing. Therefore, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. We looked at faith. We looked at grace. Now, we exult in the hope of glory of God. So now he's saying, we looked at faith. We looked at grace. Vishwasavum krubayum ee rendu karyangal nammal padichondirunnu ee Romans bookil. But now Paul is saying, we're going to look at glory. Oh, this is, should be the Pentecostal word. They glory. No, rainbow. Oh, it should get shivers. I remember, you know, like Pastor Maring, glory, the rainbow. You know, you feel like, oh, something is going to happen. In the same way, this word glory, Paul is going to now start talking about this glory that is going to happen, the hope of glory. Let us read together. Verse 3 onwards, not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. You know, there is another portion of the Bible that is very similar to this. Pastor George Philip, a few Saturdays ago, was talking about this. And when he was talking about this, he took the portion from James chapter 1. He said that how it is bringing about tribulation is bringing about perseverance and endurance. Let's just take that verse. It's very similar to this. So James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Yaakob in the legram, onnam adhyayam, randum odal naalam vaakim vare. Okay, James, the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. The same word as perseverance. Okay, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So both James and both Paul are talking about the same things. Most people misunderstand them and say James is of one side, Paul is of another side. No, both of them are talking about the same thing. They agree on all these essential matters. And this essential matter is over here that we should exult in our tribulation. We should consider it pure joy, my brethren and my sisters, when you go through trials of all kinds. That in itself is a sermon. Because who will consider going through trials or tribulations a reason to be joy or to exult? Exult is to praise, to worship, to thank God. നിങ്ങളുടെ അവസ്ഥയിൽ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ നിങ്ങളുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ പ്രശ്നങ്ങൾ വരുമ്പോൾ നിങ്ങൾ എത്ര ആൾക്കാർ ദൈവത്തെ സ്തുതിക്കാറുണ്ട്? I don't thank God when I go through troubles. എന്റെ മുൻപിൽ ഉള്ള വാതിലുകൾ അടച്ചപ്പോൾ ജാനുവരി മാസത്തിൽ ഞാൻ എക്സ്പെക്ട് ചെയ്ത് ഞാൻ ആശ വെച്ച ഡോർ അടച്ചപ്പോൾ ഞാൻ നിരാശപ്പെട്ടു. I became sad. I was upset. I was asking God, God, I'm holding on to your promises. Where is it? Why there is no door in front of me? There was something of a shock within, because I was expecting, my hope was waiting on something, but it did not happen the way I wanted it to happen. So I lost hope. For a moment, I lost hope. When I entered into the month of February, I was not a person who was hopeful. I knew God can fulfill it, but I didn't see any doors open. There was no one calling, no doors open. And I had given up. I was like, God, if you're going to do this, you do this. I don't know how you're going to do it. it will take a miracle on your side. And he did. Before the end of February, God opened the door. I can tell you with 100% confidence, I had nothing to do with opening any of those doors because it was completely God. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is when we go through tribulation, Paul is saying, praise God, or consider it pure joy when you go through all these kinds. And this is the opposite that the world tells us. You see, if the Spirit of God is in us, then we need to hold on to the promise of God with hope. That is why Abraham believed in God and he held on to the hope and it was counted to him as righteousness. He believed that even if Isaac died, God is able to bring him back from the ashes. His faith had grown so much that he moved into works. And he was able to put his most important thing on the altar. So again, what is the first thing? Faith. The second thing is works or sanctification. Again, it was what the Holy Spirit did. And the third thing, he knew for a fact that God could raise Isaac back up from the ashes. This process of understanding is the salvation experience. It is the Holy Spirit that is within us is the hope of glory. We read Christ in me is the hope of glory, but the same thing as Christ is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit in us which is the hope of glory. Yeshu Christu Marichapol Ullilura Parishudat Alengil Yeshunde Atmavana Yeshuvine Tirichu Jeevan Koduthathu. So it is the Holy Spirit that brought Jesus back to life. That when we read Romans chapter 8, we will dig a little bit deeper and we will start understanding about the role of the Holy Spirit. But if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from life lives in us, then we have hope. Ephesians chapter 1 says that the Holy Spirit is the seal over us. Nammalil ulla oru mudrayanu, devathinte mudrayanu, devathinte stamp of approval aanu parishuddhaatmav. If we don't have the Holy Spirit, we have no hope. Parishuddhaatmav illengil namukku aasha illatha aalkar pole aagum. The reason why we, the children of God, nammalu Pentecost aanu parnja Pentecostinte anubhavam chumma paattu paadi elagan mathramalla enna parishuddhaatmavil aatmavilulla jeevitham naikkanulla oru jeevitham namukku kadapaadundu. We have a responsibility to live spirit-filled lives if we have the title of a Pentecost. Not just come together, play and worship and say a few words and leave. If the Spirit of God is in us, we are responsible to live Spirit-filled lives. Let us keep going. Now, remember I was saying that we were talking about darkness, about being a slave to the enemy, about being sinners before, of being slave of sin. Paul will now start bringing this up from Romans chapter 6 onwards. Okay. I'll just take a couple of verses for us to look. We will take a look at verse 6, verse 8, and verse 10. So we'll just read verse 6 to 10. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. In here, Paul uses four words to describe the person who has not reached the stage of salvation. Not even the first one. Not even justification. What are they? Sinners, They are wicked. They are helpless. They are enemies. These four words say how hopeless, how helpless they were to come to God. There was no hope for humanity. Asha illatha oru kootar oru janam ayirunnu manushyan. There is no hope. There is no hope for them. Ennal Yeshu Christuvinte rakthatha, through the blood of Jesus, we are now friends of God. We are no longer helpless. We are no longer enemies. This transition from death into life, the difference is the Holy Spirit. This bridge between this darkness into his marvelous light is the Holy Spirit. പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവാണ് നമ്മളെ അന്ധകാരത്തിൽ നിന്ന് വെളിച്ചത്തിലോട്ട് നമ്മളെ ജീവിതം കൊണ്ടുവരുന്നത്. That's what Paul is saying. പൗലോസ് ഇവിടെ പറയുന്നത്, ബിഫോർ വി വർ ഹെൽപ്ലെസ്, നൗ വിത്ത് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ ലൈറ്റ്, വി ആർ ഫ്രണ്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. വായിക്കാം, ലെറ്റ്സ് കണ്ടിന്യൂ റീഡിംഗ്. Verse 12 to 14. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam until Moses, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who is a type of him who was to come. Let me just break this down a little bit to make it a little bit easier for us to understand. Adam is the first man who was created. He was created perfect. Adam mathramullu ee logathil manushyanayittu oru mistake illathu undaakki. He was a perfect creation. Nammal ellarum paavathil ninnana nammal janichathu. We grew and we were brought into the world by sin. Nammal paavathil ninnana nammal janikkunnathu. Only Adam was born without sin. പാപം ഇല്ലാതെ ഒരു മനുഷ്യൻ ജനിച്ചിട്ടുണ്ടെങ്കിൽ അത് ആദാം മാത്രമേ ഉള്ളൂ. Only Adam was born without sin. So, but he fell and condemned all of humanity after him. ആദാം പാപം ചെയ്തപ്പോൾ മൊത്ത മനുഷ്യൻ റേസിനെ, ജനത്തെ മൊത്തം പാപത്തിൽ നിന്നിലോട്ട് നീക്കി. Moved complete humanity into sin. എന്നാൽ യേശു ക്രിസ്തു വന്നത്, came into this world, Jesus Christ came into the world to give humanity a chance to go back to that perfect state. No one who is born after Adam can say, I have not sinned. Except Jesus, of course. But no one who's born after Adam can say, I have not sinned. പാപം ചെയ്യാത്ത ഒരു ആൾ പോലും ഈ ലോകത്തിൽ ഇല്ല. ഒരു ഒരു കുട്ടി ജനിച്ചാലും ആ കുട്ടി പാപത്തിലാണ് ജനിക്കുന്നത്. So there is still sin. There is no human being who can claim that there is no sin in them. There is sin in all of humanity. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yennal Yeshu Christu vannathu to bring back perfection of the state of the Garden of Eden of humanity. What Adam could not achieve in his perfect creation, Jesus achieved for us so we can go back to the state of Adam. The original Adam failed, but Jesus became the new Adam to start a new human race, to start a whole new race. Adam in the blood nammalde deethu vanna. If there is the blood of Adam, nammalde chora has Adam's blood, that means paapam is in us. എന്നാൽ യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ രക്തം നിന്റെ നിന്റെ ദേഹത്തിൽ നിന്ന് പോവാണെങ്കിൽ, ഇഫ് യുവർ ബോഡി ഹാസ് ദ ബ്ലഡ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ്, യു ആർ എ ന്യൂ ക്രിയേഷൻ. ദി ഓൾഡ് ആഡം ഹാസ് നോ ക്ലെയിം ഓൺ യു. വി ആർ എ ന്യൂ ക്രിയേഷൻ. നമ്മൾ ഒരു പുതിയ ജീവിയായി. വി ആർ നോ ലോങ്ങർ അക്കോർഡിംഗ് ടു ദി ഓൾഡ് ലോ, വി ആർ ഇൻ ദ ന്യൂ ലോ. ബട്ട് പോൾ ഈസ് സെയിങ്, നിയമം കൊടുത്തത് വൈ ദ ലോ കെയിം വാസ് ഫോർ ഗോഡ് ടു ഷോ ദ നീഡ് ഫോർ ഒബേയിങ് ഗോഡ്. ഇപ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ നാട്ടിന് ഒരാള് കാനഡയിലോട്ട് വരുന്നു. ഓക്കെ, ജസ്റ്റ് ഇമാജിൻ ദാറ്റ് വിത്ത് മീ ദാറ്റ് ദെർ ഇസ് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂസ് മൂവ്ഡ് ഫ്രം ഇന്ത്യ ടു കാനഡ. And this was his time that this person doesn't know anything, is very ignorant, just came. He went into the airport and bought a rental car. He got a rental car. And when he got to the rental car, he got confused because the driver's seat is not on the left side. It's on the right side. So he's like, this is very strange. So he got in. And then he starts driving on the road and he sees that all the cars are driving wrong. All the cars are driving on the left side, on the right side instead of the left side. He said, I'm the only one who's following the law here. Everyone here is making a mistake. I had a friend here who brought his wife to Canada. He's been here for a while. He brought his wife from North India to Canada, and she was preparing to take one of these licensing exams, the G test, because, you know, if you get that many years of experience, you can write the G test and pass. So as she was preparing for it, one of the questions that came was, if you miss the exit on the highway, one, you keep going straight and you take the next exit. Two, you reverse and go back and you take the exit. Three, you do a complete turnaround and you drive against traffic and take the exit. Or four, you just keep going or something like that. Okay. And she thought, of course it is the second one. You reverse and take the exit. And she thought she's right, because she's like, in India, this is what we do. If we miss the exit, you just reverse and take the exit. You don't take the next exit, because then you will reach some other destination. So we were laughing at this because we thought it is hilarious that she thought that that is legal in Canada. My story is that when you come from India here to Canada, you cannot expect to live according to the laws of India in Canada. Make sense? Okay. If a police comes and catches this person, let's say who's driving on the left side of the road, and the police comes and catches this person, the person says, it is not my fault. All of these people are driving wrong. I learned this way, and for all my life, I've been driving on the left side of the road. All these people are doing it wrong. Will the police say, oh, let me correct everybody else? Police will take him and put him in jail, confiscate his license. Bring him to the police station, probably tell him to take a driving course again, test or whatever. The reason why I'm saying is, just because you're ignorant of the law does not mean that you are not guilty of breaking the law. Neemam illathoru manushyan neemam pottikkumbol, when he breaks the law, he is still guilty of breaking the law. That's a scary thing, because most of us are guilty ignorantly. We are unconsciously ignorant, but we are still guilty. Because the people who are saying, I'm ignorant, I really did not know what was wrong, the police will not say, oh, I'm sorry, I'll forgive you this time. No problem. Keep going. Your ignorance is fine. No, you still broke the law. You will receive punishment. In the same way, the people who lived from the time of Adam to Moses did not receive the law. Adam mudal Moshe vare neemam illayirunnu. Ennal avar neemame langichu. Avar paapam cheyidu. And they experienced death in their bodies. Moshe kaiye neemam vannu. After Moses, law came. So now, Israelites are trying to live according to the law and they failed. Neemam koduthittum avaru fail eedu. Pashe nammal Christianigal, the New Testament Christian, pudhiya neemam Christiani, new law Christian, do not live according to the law of sin and death, but the law of the Spirit. Parishuddhatmavinte neemam. You should live according to the law of the Spirit. Pandulla neemam namukku nashikaranamayirunnu. It was a destruction for us. Adu maranathil aanu adinte result. Pashe ippol parishuddhaatmavinte neemam vannappol nammal nithya jeevitham praapikkunna aalkaraanu. That's the new law, the new covenant. We have the Spirit of God living in us. The end of that is glorification. Remember, I read the passage in beginning from Exodus chapter 32, verses 32 and 33. I want to end with Revelation. I know Pastor Uncle already took Revelation and talked about Revelation chapter 21. I want to read another portion. Revelation chapter 3. Verses 1 to 5. Velupad Pustam 3 Adhyayam 1 Mudal 5 Vakyam Vare. And I will end my words here. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. To the angel of church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, say this, I know your deeds, and that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So remember what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I pudhiya books and the book of life, jeevante puksakam, നമ്മൾ കേട്ടല്ലോ വെൻ വി വർ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ഇഫ് അവർ നെയിം ഇസ് നോട്ട് ദയർ നമ്മൾ എങ്ങോട്ടാ പോകുന്നത് നഗരത്തിൽ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ഇൻ ടു ദ ഹെൽ ഫയർ തീയിൽ ഹൗ ക്യാൻ വി ക്ലെയിം ടു മേക്ക് ഷുവർ ദാറ്റ് അവർ നെയിം ഇസ് നോട്ട് ഇറേസ്ഡ് ഫ്രം ദ ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് മോശ ചോദിച്ചു പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു മോശ പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു ടേക്ക് അവേ മൈ നെയിം ഫ്രം ദ ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് വാട്ട് ആർ ഗോഡ് സേ ഹി ഹു സിൻസ് അഗേൻസ്റ്റ് മീ എന്റെ എതിരെ പാപം ചെയ്യുന്ന മനുഷ്യനാണ് ഞാൻ അവന്റെ നെയിം ഞാൻ ജീവന്റെ പുസ്തകം നിന്ന് ഇറേസ് ചെയ്യുന്നത് ഇതൊരു സീരിയസ് കാര്യമാണ് ദിസ് എ വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് മാറ്റർ വി ക്യാൻ കോൾ അവർ സെൽസ് ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ബട്ട് ഇഫ് അവർ നെയിം ഇസ് നോട്ട് റിട്ടൺ ദ ബുക്ക് ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് ഇഫ് വി കണ്ടിന്യൂ ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ സിൻ അവിടെ നമ്മുടെ നാലാം വാക്യം ഒന്നുകൂടെ വാക്യം റെവലേഷൻ ചാപ്റ്റർ 3 വേഴ്സ് 4 ബട്ട് യു ഹാവ് എ ഫ്യൂ പീപ്പിൾ ഇൻ സാർഡിസ് ഹു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് സോയിൽഡ് ദെയർ ഗാർമെന്റ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദേ വിൽ വാക്ക് വിത്ത് മീ ഇൻ വൈറ്റ് ഫോർ ദേ ആർ വർത്തി ഹു ആർ ദീസ് പീപ്പിൾ ദേ ആർ വർത്തി ടു വാക്ക് വിത്ത് ജീസസ് ബിക്കോസ് ദേ ഹവ് നോട്ട് സോയിൽഡ് ദെയർ ഗാർമെന്റ്സ് വാക്കിംഗ് വിത്ത് ജീസസ് ഇസ് ഗ്ലോറിഫിക്കേഷൻ ആൻഡ് ലിവിംഗ് ഔട്ട് ഇസ് സാങ്ക്ടിഫിക്കേഷൻ Your works should also be in the Spirit of God. Let me see. There's one more verse I wanted to read. When we started reading this, we talked about the tribulation and to have the hope for the tribulation, right? Revelation chapter 7, വേഴ്സ് തേർട്ടീൻ. റെവലേഷൻ വെളിപ്പാടുള്ള പുസ്തകം ഏഴാം അധ്യായം പതിമൂന്നും പതിനാലാം വാക്യം വി ക്യാൻ റീഡ്. ആക്ച്വലി പതിനഞ്ചാം, ആക്ച്വലി വി ക്യാൻ റീഡ് ടിൽ ദി എൻഡ്, പതിനേഴാം വാക്യം വരെ. റെവലേഷൻ ചാപ്റ്റർ സെവൻ വേഴ്സസ് തേർട്ടീൻ ടു സെവൻറ്റീൻ. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they and where have they come from?" Remember, when we read the book of Sardis, we said, these are the people who are worthy to walk with me. Jesus is saying this, who are worthy to walk with me, and they will be dressed in white. So this question, this elder is asking John, who are these people who are dressed in white? And then John says in verse 14, "I said to him, 'My Lord, you know.' And he said to me, 'These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.'" This is why a Christian can exalt and be joyful in their tribulation, because it is an experience for them to get perfect nature like Jesus. Verse 15. "For this reason, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat on them, nor any heat, for the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes." This is the hope of salvation. ഇതാണ് നമ്മുടെ ഏറ്റവും വലിയ ആശ നമ്മൾ ഈ ലോകത്തിൽ ജീവിക്കുമ്പോൾ. This is the hope of salvation, that we will be glorified and that we will see our King face to face. Every tear from our eyes will be wiped out. There will be no more pain. There will be no more suffering. ഈ ലോകത്തുള്ള കഷ്ടപ്പാട് ചപ്പും ചവറും നമ്മൾ എണ്ണാം. We can count it as nothing in light of the eternal weight of God's glory. നമ്മൾ രക്ഷപ്പെട്ടവർ ആണെന്ന് പറഞ്ഞിട്ട് കാര്യമില്ല. ഇഫ് അവർ വർക്ക്സ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് കണ്ടിന്യൂ ടു ലീഡ് ടു എ ലൈറ്റ് ഓഫ് ഗ്ലോറിഫിക്കേഷൻ. ജസ്റ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് യു ആർ ജസ്റ്റിഫൈഡ് ഡസ് നോട്ട് മീൻ യു വിൽ ബി ഗ്ലോറിഫൈഡ്. ദാറ്റ്സ് എ സ്കേറി തിങ്. നോട്ട് എവറി വൺ ഹു കോൾസ് മീ ലോർഡ് ലോർഡ് വിൽ എന്റർ ഇൻ ടു ദ കിങ്ഡം ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ദിസ് മോർണിംഗ് ദിസ് മെസ്സേജ് ഇസ് ലിറ്റിൽ heavy, as you're probably used to by now, but the message is, we are not without hope. Nammal aasha illatha aalkaralla, namukku aasha undu, namukku oru pratyasha undu. We are hopeful in God as long as the Spirit of God in us, parishuddhaatma nammude ullil undengil namukku aasha undu, namukku pratyasha, oru velli pratyasha undu in Jesus. നമ്മൾ പഴയ ആദാമിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിലല്ല, പഴയ ആദാമിന്റെ ബ്ലഡ് അല്ല നമ്മുടെ മേൽ, യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ രക്തമാണ്. യേശു ക്രിസ്തുവിന്റെ രക്തമാണ് നമ്മളുടെ ഉള്ളിൽ പോകുന്നത്. ദ വെയിൻ ദാറ്റ് വി ഹാവ്, വി ആർ എ ന്യൂ ക്രിയേഷൻ ബിക്കോസ് ദ ബ്ലഡ് ഓഫ് ജീസസ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ഇസ് ഫ്ലോയിങ് ത്രൂ അവർ ബോഡീസ്. Let us just bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful morning. Father, we understand the truth about your kingdom and what you have accomplished for us on the cross of Calvary. We give ourselves to you fully. We want to be more like you. Father, will you sanctify us as we go through different tribulations, go through different seasons of testing? Father, Lord, we pray that we will be like the few people in the church of Sardis who have not soiled their garments and will be found worthy to walk with you and be clothed in white. Will you wash us in the blood of the Lamb? Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for speaking to us. Transform us to be more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you all with this prayer.